you know, 2 pounds of butter, small sack of salt, and... Oh, come, son, Deb, shut up that whistling. I can't keep my mind on what I'm doing here.
Shut. That whistling ain't gonna hurt nothing. Besides, you know, I was thinking...
Well, that's a good thing. You'd be a lot better off if you did a lot more thinking.
I'm just thinking about what that feller said about them pictures. You know, I sort of changed my mind, Zeb, about the kind of picture I want.
Yeah, changed your mind. What do you know about painting, anyhow?
Well, I do know a lot about painting. I guess I ought to. My cousin was a very good painter.
Mm.
He painted a $20 bill once. It looked as good as a new one.
Well, what if he did? I bet he didn't get much for it.
Yes, he did. He got 20 years.
Serves him right. He never was good for nothing. Ornery cuss all his life.
Well, he weren't so ornery. He went to war for his country, didn't he?
Yes, he went to war all right.
He's a dad darn good soldier, too.
He had 3 new soldiers when your cousin joined up.
What, say?
I said they had 3 new soldiers when your cousin went into the army. Him and the 2 men dragging him.
Well, can I help it if he didn't want to go? He told me they gave him a big banquet when he joined up.
Now, Eb, don't start none of that fibbing about your folks.
I ain't a fibbing.
Well, I know that the army never gives no banquets.
Well, they did him. The best beans he ever had.
Well, what company was he in?
Company?
Yes.
They weren't allowed to have company in the army.
That ain't what I meant. I said, what troop was he in, you darn fool? Troop!
Well, if you don't give a hoop, well, what'd you ask for?
I was just trying to be social-like, that was all. I asked what company, what troop, what outfit your cousin was in.
Oh, I understand you now. Why did you say what you mean?
Mm.
Well, he wore one of them silly-looking soldier outfits, and it sure made him look
No. What company, what group was he in?
Well, he said before he left that he'd like to be in Company B.
Well, why do you want to be in Company B?
Be here when they go and be here when they get back. That's what he'd like.
Yes, that's just about enough of your smart aleck in there, Peters. Why don't you get up and do something?
I'm still thinking about the painting for the library. That's sure going to be nice to see my picture hanging up in the wall there.
Is that all you can think about?
You're just jealous because nobody's hanging your pictures up in the libraries.
I hope it's a better picture than the one you had before. That sure was a humdinger.
Well, what picture you talking about?
No, the one old fiddle finger took when you got that free coupon.
I know the one you mean. Well, that picture didn't do me justice.
Do you justice? You didn't need justice. What you want is mercy. You certainly was a sorry-looking sight that time.
Nothing wrong with that picture. I just look a little dignified, that's all. Mm. Then I had my whiskers trimmed, kind of short.
Okay. I'll never forget your poor old mother when she sat up nights telling your little brother's ghost stories for 3 weeks before you come home, just so the kids could stand seeing you.
Go ahead. Say all the things you want. I never heard your mother do any bragging about you. Mm. Only mistake she made when you were born was she should have kept the stork and let you go.
That's so. Well, my mother was always proud of me. Besides, you had so many kids in your family that if a fella threw a brick in your house, the young ones were running out for 3 days.
What if we did? What are you going to do about it?
Too little late to do anything about it. Poor old stork just wore himself out running in and out of your house. He wore his legs down so short that your old man made a mistake and shot him for a duck.
Well, my sister Elmira was sure a good looker. You remember her?
Well, of course I remember her. How could I ever forget her? She was so homely, she couldn't lure a man out of a burning building.
I wouldn't talk about other people so much. You keep saying things like that, and one of these days you'll find yourself hung up like a horse thief.
Well, what's good enough for my father is good enough for me, the fella said.
Your poor old man was funny looking. He talked himself hoarse every time a circus come to town, telling people he was in it.
Yes.
And, of course, you don't remember about the time your big fat sister went to the circus.
Of course she went to the circus. And I know she was fat.
Dad darn tootin'. She went up to the man in the ticket cage and gave him 10 cents and said she wanted to see the elephants. He said, you stay right there, girlie, and I'll bring the elephants out here because I want them to see you.
I remember that.
Dad darn tootin' remembers.
Even if she was fat, she was a darn sight better looking than any of the women folks at your house.
Say, are you talking about my mother?
I didn't say that, did I? Always trying to pick a fight.
One thing about my mother, she never turned anyone away from our door. She never refused anyone.
She never had a chance. They'd take one look and run.
Well, what's a home without a mother?
An incubator. Got you that time.
How's that?
Hey, nothing.
You was talking about an incubator, wasn't you?
Mm,
That must have been an incubator chicken we had over at Ma Perkins last Sunday.
Why do you say that?
No chicken with a mother could have been that tough and still lived.
Yes, well, you sure made a fool out of yourself at the table. Ate so much you should have said forgive me instead of excuse me.
Well, I was hungry.
I could see that. All during dinner you were always reaching in my pocket.
Well, see, I hid a chicken leg in that there pocket because I was afraid there wasn't enough to go around.
Yeah, you were in and out of there 10 or 12 times. It didn't take you that long to get a chicken leg out of my pocket, did it?
No, I got the chicken leg the first time.
Well, what in tarnation did you keep going back for?
I was trying to get the gravy and mashed potatoes.
Yeah, another thing, don't you know that you ain't supposed to put more than one kind of food in your fork at a time?
What say?
I said that you should never put more than one kind of food in your fork at a time.
Sure, that's impossible.
There ain't nothing impossible about it at all.
Yes.
It ain't, I tell you. I never put more than one kind of food in my fork at a time.
No? Did you ever try eating hash?
No, conscience, you're always... Your kind of liver must be out.
What?
Say, your liver's out. Oh, say, look, Hunt. Wonder who... Oh, wait, he probably wants to see it. Now, keep quiet and let me do the talking. How do you do?
Hello, Carlos.
Yes, sir.
Have you a telephone here?
Yeah, we got a phone.
Well, I'd like to phone a garage in Squidgeville. You see, I'm having a little trouble with my machine.
Trouble with the car, huh?
Yes, the engine is missing.
The engine is missing out of your car?
No, not out of my car. The engine is there all right, but it's missing.
Well, how do you know it's missing?
Well, I heard it.
Well, if it's missing, how could you hear it?
Yes, if it ain't there, I don't see how you could hear it.
Oh, the engine is there all right, but it's missing.
Well, if it's there all right, it can't be missing.
Well, I know it's missing, and I'm going to phone the garage.
Well, do you think they might know where it is?
Maybe you lost it down the road.
I didn't lose my engine. It's right in the car. It's right under the hood. I know it's there. I saw it.
Mm-hmm. You didn't lose an engine. You found one.
No, Webb. He said his engine is still missing.
Well, he just said that he saw it.
Yes, I saw the engine and I heard the engine, but it is still missing.
Just a minute, Jim.
What's the matter with him?
Don't talk so loud, he'll hear you.
He heard it, and he's seen it, and yet it's missing.
Mm.
Hello, operator? Mm. Give me the central garage in Squidgeville. Thank you.
If his engine is missing, I don't see how his car will run at all.
Hello. Is this the garage? Mm. Well, I'm having a little trouble in Corn Center. My engine is missing.
What's he saying, Zeb?
Says his engine is missing.
Yes, and I'm in a hurry. Yes, I have to be in Morrow by noon today to take some pictures. Yeah, make it as quick as you can. Okay.
Did I hear you say that you was a picture taker?
Yes, that's my calling.
Calling who?
I'm a photographer.
Oh, you take pictures, huh?
Yes, I do.
You're just the man I want. I gotta have a picture took right away. Gonna hang it in the library.
Say, by cracky, that is an idea.
You mean they want to hang your picture in the library?
Yep, that's it.
Sure, I'll take your picture. You ought to be quite a character.
Oh, that's fine. Now, Ed, you go and get your nice blue serge on. If this picture's going in the library, it's got to be nice.
Right, I'll get my camera. Be right back, fella.
Yes, go ahead.
Well, what's he looking for now? Something else missing?
No, he's going out to look for his camera. Now, go get ready.
Gosh, I'm so excited. I ain't been so fussed since the time I had my arm broke and a 7-year itch at the same time.